From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all of the attackers dead. At least 30 people were killed, more than 327 wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee blames the Syrian government for an uptick in fighting that has occurred since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. Salem Mezlet is their spokesman.
We came to Geneva because we were serious and were keen to really achieve something here in Geneva. But this round, I believe, the problem is because of, you know, what Assad is doing there.
Salem Mislet. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks Tuesday in New York with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. The discussions were aimed at ensuring that Iran gets the sanctions relief promised in the nuclear accord reached in January. Kerry told reporters that he and Zarif agreed to cooperate to ensure that the nuclear agreement is implemented in the way it is meant to be. Zarif acknowledged progress and said he and Kerry will meet again on Friday. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.